Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, titled Radical Islam's Target, Kampala to Kyrgyzstan. Those who follow the pattern of the Islamist bombing campaign know that to label it anti-Western is to misinform. This misinformed narrative argues that because of various historical injustices perpetrated by the West, radical Islam has begun to hit back. And if only we stopped meddling in the affairs of Muslim countries, the violence would stop. Sunday night's bombings in Uganda give lie to that narrative, as do numerous examples over the last decade. Yes, anti-Western sentiment is ever present in the bombing campaign, but the aims of the jihadists are more than that, and without that context, Islamism cannot be seen for what it is, a global revolutionary movement with fascistic tendencies. However, the narrative appears stuck in the tram lines, and even mass murders, such as those in Kampala, cannot jolt it onto a more wide-ranging analysis. The Ugandan police chief believes the Kampala bombings to be the work of Al-Shabaab, an ultra-radical Islamist group based in Somalia. If the gang is responsible, then the targeting of black Africans makes sense. The victims were mostly Ugandan, and the location of one attack was an Ethiopian-themed bar. Uganda has troops in Somalia as part of the African Union force trying to stabilise the country, and Ethiopian soldiers ousted Al-Shabaab from Mogadishu 4 years ago. Both countries are majority Christian, but can hardly be described as Western. There is a connection to the West insofar as the African Union helps to prop up a government which is supported by the USA and other Western countries, but that doesn't explain why Al-Shabaab calls Uganda an infidel country. Al-Shabaab has strong links to Al-Qaeda, and some of its gang members were trained in AQ camps in Afghanistan. The group has carried out punishments, including the stoning of women accused of adultery, and recently said anyone watching the World Cup should be targeted, as football was un-Islamic. Most Muslims around the world think these beliefs are crazy, but the Islamists continue to believe they speak for all of Islam. The mass murder in Kampala fits into the mass murder on a global scale against anyone deemed to be in the way of the long-term aim of many of the Islamists to establish a worldwide caliphate under Sharia law. The list of people in the way is long, as it encompasses almost everyone. Bin Laden's declaration of war in 1998 gives us clues as to this thinking. During one of the attacks on a compound for foreigners in Saudi Arabia, radio intercepts of the attackers picked up voices talking about killing Christian, Jewish and Hindu dogs. But Islamists don't stop there. They're also happy to attack Sikhs, Baha'is, Buddhists, etc. ad infinitum. Japanese and South Korean people have been killed in Afghanistan simply because they were there. The Taliban version of Islam was shown to the world when they blew up the ancient Buddhist statues in Bamiyan. Pakistani and Indonesian Christians are targeted for being Christian. But most victims of Islamist terror are Muslims, from Iraq to Afghanistan, Algeria, Yemen, Tunisia, Jordan, Sudan, and beyond. The majority of people murdered are Muslim, killed by people who regard them as apostates deserving of death, or as justified collateral damage, dying for a wider cause. There's little doubt the West's colonial history has contributed to the fault lines, grievances, and some dynamics of today's conflict. And no doubt the invasion of Iraq blew the lid off the doctrinal differences between people there. But to look only at the Western aspect of a global problem is to be so blinkered as to misinform. 64 mostly African people who were butchered in Kampala is not a response to the West. It's part of a phenomena which kills anyone who gets in the way, regardless of race, nationality, colour, or creed. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.